Welcome to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Brought to you by Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Confer Plastics, and Middleport Tractor. Now, here's your host, Derek Evans.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Hometown 1340 AM WLVL, streaming at WLVL.com. It is the evening of February 27th, 2024, in case you forgot the year. And we are live here with match 21 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm your host, Derek Evans. I'd like to say hello to our producer, Randy, working the soundboard again tonight. Hello, Randy.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. And after a week off, the first question I got, Derek, was, where's Banner the dog?
Banner the dog, yes. The station dog is not here today, and we miss him. But it is nice to be back after a week of break. And this is our final week of the normal season. We've got today, tomorrow, and then Thursday, we've got a big doubleheader. And that's the final game of the season. And then next week, March 5th, is going to be our playoff. That's going to feature schools that are ranked 2, 3, and 4, and they're all going to be playing for a spot in the final. And the final will feature the school that ends the season at the first rank. So that'll be March 6th. So that's all coming up. And again, this year we are playing for that $1,000 grand prize and a nice trophy and a spot on our wall here at the station. We've got the names of all the winners each year engraved on the wall. So playing for all that. Very exciting. All right. In today's match, we have Wilson, coached by Sean Nevins, Clarence, coached by Mary Nichols, and Akron, coached by David Melly. Before we start, let's take a moment to see who's on each team. We'll start with Wilson. Who do we have here on Wilson?
I'm Eli. I'm a junior. My favorite cheese is, you know, nice mozzarella. And I have a few shout-outs to George and Peg Goliath and John Major.
Hello, my name is Parker Milley. To start off, my favorite cheese is Colby Jack, and I want to shout out, of course, Randy in the booth and Big Keegan.
I am Aiden. I am a senior. My favorite cheese is Pepper Jack, and I am going to shout out Big Ken and Big Marge, as usual.
Nice, the trifecta, the three bigs. Mm-hmm. All right, and Aiden, any news from Wilson?
Rehearsals for the WCS production of Almost Maine are underway. Show dates are TBD. And congratulations to Wilson wrestlers Hamza, Hamzilla, Merrick, Jacob Stevenson, and Willie Workheader for their excellent showing at States last week. Hamza finished third in state. Jacob and Willie each finished second in the state in their respective weight classes. Congratulations to the girls and boys varsity basketball teams for their victories in the first round of sectional playoffs last week. And the girls play again tomorrow against Allegheny Limestone. Spring sports begin practicing on March 11th, and that is it.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much. On to Clarence. Who do we have here on Clarence?
Hi, I'm Aurora. I'm a freshman, and my favorite time of the week is 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
Hi, I'm Noah. I'm a junior, and my favorite time of the week is Monday at 12:35.
Hi, I'm Gabby. I'm a junior as well, and my favorite time of the week is probably Friday, 5 p.m.,
Nice. Mm. All right. Great times there. Noah, Monday, 12:35, is that lunchtime?
Yes.
Monday lunchtime. It's the best day for lunch. All right. Let's see. Captain Gabby, any news from Clarence?
So we have the mock trial. They're going to be mock trialing on Saturday. And we have our Science Olympiad team going to States March 15th and 16th. And then we have the spring sports are starting up, and then we have the musical happening in April.
Oh, in April. Okay. Mm-hmm. What is the musical?
Aida.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very nice. All right.
Rock musical.
Very cool. And you guys are going to be participating?
I'm in the pit orchestra.
In the pit. Nice. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much. Last but not least, Akron. Who do we have here in Akron?
I am Lucas. I'm a senior, and my favorite cartoon is Looney Tunes.
I'm Ava, I'm a sophomore, and my favorite cartoon is The Jetsons.
I'm Matt, I'm a junior, and my favorite cartoon is SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah, classic. All right. Classic. Captain Lucas, any news from Akron?
Greetings from Akron, New York, the sweetest place on earth and home to Perry's Ice Cream and Ford Gum. This year, our school musical will be Mamma Mia with an all-star cast. Mira Krayer will play Sophie, and her mother Donna will be played by Kat Riska. There are only 3 performances available this Friday night, a matinee on Saturday, and the final performance on Saturday night. In sports, on Wednesday, our men's varsity basketball team will play in the semifinals versus Salamanca at Buffalo State. Go Tigers! And for a shout-out, I'd like to shout-out Miss Abrams' English class.
All right, excellent. So those are teams, and I want to thank our sponsors, Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confort Plastics. Big thank you to those sponsors for making this all possible. Thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying Ice Jam tickets and public skate tickets to all the participants tonight. And also, everyone participating here tonight, before you leave, we have a box there by the door, and we've got WLVL backpacks for everyone, so take one of those before you leave. All right, let's get started here with the first of 3 rounds. Round 1 will consist of 15 buzzer questions worth 5 points each. For every 3 buzzer questions that a school gets correct, there will be a bonus question worth 15 points reserved only for that school to answer. After all 15 buzzer questions are asked, we will conclude round 1 with an audio excerpt question worth 30 points. All right, let's get started here with round 1. All right, our first question of round 1 for 5 points. When Interstate 75 cut off traffic past his cafe and killed his restaurant, he took to the road with his pressure cooker, white suit, and secret... All right, we've got Eli from Wilson.
Harland Sanders.
That is correct. Yeah, Colonel Harland Sanders is correct. 5 points there to Wilson. And on to the next question. All right, 4 or 5 points. A shaft spinning at 600 RPM is turning through how many degrees in 1 second? Again, a shaft spinning at 600 RPM is turning through how many degrees in 1 second? And we have Matt from Akron.
3,060.
3,060, no. And we have Aiden from Wilson.
3,600.
3,600 is correct, yes. 5 points there to Wilson, and on to the next question. All right, for 5 points. Although it was legally in a position to do so, what country, because its delegation was not present, did not veto United Nations intervention in the Korean War? Once again, although it was legally in a position to do so, what country, because its delegation was not present... All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
The Soviet Union.
Soviet Union is correct. 5 points there to Wilson. That brings Wilson to a bonus question. So this is just for you, Wilson, for 15 possible points. Which Civil War general declared, quote, "The war is over. The rebels are our countrymen again"? Which Civil War general declared that? I will give you 10 seconds to discuss, and then let me know.
Either Sherman or Grant, but...
I'm going to go with Grant.
Grant.
Grant,
yeah, is correct. Ulysses S. Grant. All right, 50 points there to Wilson. All right, back to a buzzer question. All right, so this is open for anyone for 5 points. Supinators, pronators, adductors, abductors, levators, depressors, flexors, and extensors are categories of what in the human body? We have Ava from Akron.
Muscles.
Muscles is exactly correct. 5 points there to Akron. On to the next question. In the mockumentary, This is Spinal Tap, the band is disappointed with the small dimensions of a stage prop constructed to accompany their musical tribute to what historical site in England? Once again, in the mockumentary, all right, we have Lucas from Akron.
The Tower of London.
Tower of London, no. In the mockumentary, This is Spinal Tap, the band. All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
Royal Albert Hall.
Royal Albert Hall, no. And Clarence, a chance at this. The band is disappointed with the small dimensions of a stage prop constructed to accompany their musical tribute to what historical site in England? I'll give you a moment. All right, Noah from Clarence.
I had the London Eye. But
London Eye, no. The answer to this one was Stonehenge. All right, on to the next question. All right, for 5 points, Haiphong near the Gulf of Tonkin serves as which capital city's main port? Which capital city's main port? We have Eli from Wilson.
Hanoi.
Hanoi is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Wilson. All right, next question. For 5 points, identify the only West Coast city to have been listed among the 10 most populous in the U.S. in 1900, and then to disappear from that list due in part to a massive earthquake. All right, we have Aiden from Wilson.
San Francisco.
San Francisco is correct. 5 points there to Wilson. All right. Next question for 5 points. It was created in 1775, but was disbanded at the end of the American Revolution. It was created. All right. We have Lucas from Akron.
Continental Army.
Continental Army, no. We have Eli from Wilson.
Continental Congress.
No. And that leaves Clarence a chance at this. It was created again in 1794, made a part of the Navy Department in 1798, and adopted its globe and anchor emblem in 1868. Name it. And Clarence a chance at this before we move on. Give you one more moment before we move on. All right, Noah from Clarence.
The Coast Guard.
Coast Guard on the right track. We're looking for the Marines or Marine Corps. All right, next question. All right, 4 5 points. Never was there an administration more brilliant. We were in the tide of successful experiment. Taxes repealed, the public debt provided for, Louisiana acquired. All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
Thomas Jefferson.
That is correct. Yes, Thomas Jefferson. And that brings Wilson to another bonus question. So this is for 15 possible points just for you, Wilson. The flags of Missouri and Kentucky both feature a two-part phrase. The first part is United We Stand. What is the
divided
second
we
part?
Fall. Divided We Fall.
Yeah, divided we fall.
Divided We Fall is correct. 50 points there to Wilson. And back to a buzzer question. So this is back open for anyone here for 5 points. Right ahead appeared four funnels of a steamer. Clean bow shot from 700 meters. Shot hit starboard side. We've got Lucas from Akron.
Lusitania.
Lusitania is correct. Yes, 5 points there to Akron. On to the next question. All right, for 5 points. The early Greeks knew that if you rubbed a piece of amber, it could pick up bits of straw. It is from the Greek word for amber that these subatomic particles are named. Robert Millikan won the 1923 Nobel Prize in Physics for determining their charge in his famous oil drop experiment. What are these things? And we have Eli from Wilson.
Protons?
Protons, no. And we have Lucas from Akron.
Electrons?
Electrons is correct. 5 points there to Akron. And here's Akron, your bonus question for 15 possible points. Commissioned by Marie de Medici and now home to the French Senate, this Baroque palace shares its name with what very small country surrounded by Belgium, France, and Germany? I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss.
You're the Netherlands or Liechtenstein? The Netherlands?
Netherlands? No, is that what we're looking for? We're looking for Luxembourg for that one. All right, back to a buzzer question. All right, back open for anyone here for 5 points. The largest of these subterranean features in the U.S. is called Ogallala. Hydrostatic pressure within permeable rock strata may cause them to form artesian wells. What do we call these porous layers of rock that contain groundwater? We have... that's Lucas from Akron.
Aquifers?
Exactly, aquifers. 5 points there to Akron. And on to the next question. All right, for 5 points. In spite of the great popularity of his work, for years the only public collection of his paintings was in a small local history museum called the Old Corner House in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. He was born in New York City in 1894 and studied at the Chase School of Art and the National Academy of Design. Meticulous craftsmanship and detail were hallmarks of his style. His paintings of everyday situations and people usually tell stories, often humorous ones. All right, we have Aiden from Wilson.
Norman Rockwell.
Norman Rockwell is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Wilson. On to the next question. All right, for 5 points. Its name may come from a Latin word used to refer to the Carthaginians. Lake Assal is its lowest point. A Bogart Hepburn movie was set there. All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
Morocco.
Morocco is not what we were looking for. This continent is home to the most UN member nations, as well as the world's newest nation. Name it. All right, we have Lucas from Akron.
To clarify, am I naming the newest country or the continent?
This continent is...
Africa.
That is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Akron. All right. And on to the final question. All right. For 5 points, open to anyone here. The famous ball that is dropped in Times Square since 1907 on New Year's Eve used to contain 180 25-watt light bulbs. How many total watts lit the ball when all the bulbs were working? Once again, 180 25-watt light bulbs. How many total watts lit the bulb when all the bulbs were working? How many total watts? I'll give you a moment to try to calculate that. All right, we've got Lucas from Akron.
3,625.
That is not correct, no. And that leaves Clarence and Wilson a chance at this. 180 25-watt light bulbs. How many total watts lit the ball when all the bulbs were working? Give you another moment. All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
5,000?
5,000, no. And so, Clarence, a chance at this one. I'll give you another moment before we move on. Once again, 180 25-watt light bulbs. How many total watts lit the ball when all the bulbs were working? One more moment. All right, Noah from Clarence.
900.
900, nope. We were looking for 4,500 for that. And now we move to the audio question. So grab the blank paper and writing utensil, which I didn't hand out. So let me hand those out. All right, writing utensils have been handed out. So I will ask a question related. Oh, I didn't hand out the blank paper, did I? All right, get those too. Totally forgot. That's what a week of break will do to you. All right, the paper is being handed out. What I will do is read a question related to an audio excerpt. I will then play the audio excerpt for you. I'll read the question again. And during that time, feel free to discuss with your team the answer and lock it in by writing it on the paper there in front of you. The question here is, the instrument you're about to hear may sound like the mandolin, but I assure you it's not. Rather, it's a Japanese stringed instrument. Name the instrument or the original composer of this piece. So you can either tell me the name of the instrument or you can tell me the name of the composer. Here is the excerpt. Once again, that instrument that you heard may sound like the mandolin, but it is not. Rather, it's a Japanese stringed instrument. So we're looking for either the name of that instrument or You can also tell me the name, the composer, and I will accept either of those as the answer. So I'll give you, put 10 seconds on the clock, finish up your discussions, and lock in your answer on the paper there in front of you. All right, final moments here just to lock in your answer. All right, is everyone locked in? Just waiting for Akron to lock in. All right, Akron. Okay, looks like everyone's locked in. We'll start here with Wilson, Koto. All right, Clarence, you've written harp. Okay, and Akron, you've Kyoto. Okay, so the answer is Koto. Kyoto, I believe, might be a city. In Japan. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Really close. I think that won't count, though.
It won't.
Yes, okay. You were on the right track, obviously, but we were looking for Koto. The composer, if you're curious, was Vivaldi. So 30 points there to Wilson. And a question from Parker.
Out of curiosity, do you know the name of the song?
The name of the piece? I don't know, but I'll tell you after the break. I'll look. Yeah. All right. So that'll do it for round one. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, we'll enter into round two. So stick around. This is match 21 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings account, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So, stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union. Serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org.
Cusimano's Pizzeria, weekday special. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, all day long, get an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99. What a great deal.
That's right, an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99 at all locations, Lockport, Medina, and Brockport.
You will love their pizza, made with the freshest and finest ingredients every day. Cusimano's has real roast beef, plus so much more.
Check out CusimanosPizza.com or find them on Facebook. Delivery, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats.
Glenn Beck.
And our founders, the one thing they did miss is they thought that human beings would claw for power. And so they gave and broke the powers up between these three branches. But they're all such weasels that they don't want to actually do anything. They don't want to make any hard decisions. So they're all like, yeah, let some faceless, nameless bureaucrat that's never been elected to dog catcher, let him make the decision.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Weeknights, 6 to 9 on WLVL.
Class is back in session. Welcome back to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Welcome back. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL and streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. This is match 21 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl, brought to you by Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confer Plastics. Also, big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying the participants tonight with Ice Jam tickets and public skate tickets. I'm your host, Derek Evans, and today we have Wilson, coached by Sean Nevins, Clarence, coached by Mary Nichols, and Akron, coached by David Melly. So after round one, the current score is Wilson takes the lead with 95, followed by Akron with 25, and Clarence 0. So once again, Wilson 95, Akron 25, Clarence 0. Now, before the break, we had a question about the audio excerpt, which was what we heard was an example of the koto, a Japanese string instrument being played, and the piece being played was a piece by the composer Vivaldi. And the question was, what was the piece? And the answer is, I believe, The Four Seasons by Vivaldi. But a quick point here in this... This makes this, the excerpt sort of obscure is The Four Seasons wasn't written for koto, that instrument. I believe just for strings, violin concerti, written by Vivaldi. And what happened was in 1976, the new koto ensemble in Japan recorded it on koto instruments. So it wasn't originally written or composed for that instrument. So it was a later arrangement, or interpretation of that piece, the Vivaldi piece performed by koto in 1976. So that answers that question. That did make it very difficult to figure out who the composer would be. All right, moving on now to round two. Round two here is our second of three rounds, and it's a 60-second speed round. Each school will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions worth 10 points each in a chosen category. If a school answers all 10 questions correctly, they'll be awarded an additional 20 bonus points. A player can say pass to a question to render that question as incorrectly answered and move on to the next question. After the 60-second speed rounds, we will end round two with a redemption buzzer round where all the incorrectly answered questions will be up for grabs for any school to answer and worth 10 points each. Remember, during this round, you may discuss the answers with your team, and it'll be the job of the captain to relay the answer over to me. And also, the team with the fewest number of points after round one will get the privilege of going first in round two. And so in this case, that is Clarence. You get to choose your category first. Your categories you get to choose from are Best Picture, Bodies of Water, Religious Sites, or Operas. So take a moment to discuss. Again, the categories are Best Picture, Bodies of Water, Religious Sites, and Operas. Let me know what you'd like.
Bodies of Water. You want to do Best Picture? We'll do Bodies of Water.
Bodies of Water. All right. All right, so I will start that 60-second timer after I complete the first question. Clarence, your category is Bodies of Water, and your first question is, name the second longest European river that flows through 10 capitals. Second longest European river.
Tiber?
Incorrect. Next question. The airline flight from Sydney to Johannesburg lasts 14 hours, most of it over which body of water?
Pacific?
Incorrect. Next question. What is Israel's primary natural freshwater source? Israel's primary natural freshwater source.
Dead Sea?
Nope. Next question. What ocean is connected to the Atlantic through the Norwegian Sea? What ocean?
Baltic?
Incorrect. Next question. The Red Sea is considered an arm of what other sea? All right, and I'll give you a chance to answer that.
Mediterranean,
nope, that is not correct. So that'll do it for your category. We'll move now to Akron. Akron, your categories are Best Picture, Religious Sites, or Operas.
I feel like I would know Religious Sites, but I don't know. Well, what do y'all know the best? Religious Sites, please.
Religious Sites, all right. All right, so Akron, for this category, you're going to tell me the present-day country that the sites are found in. So I'm going to give you the name of the site, the religious site, and you're going to tell me the present-day country. All right? All right. I will start that 60-second timer after I complete the first question. Again, your category is religious sites, and the first question is the Kaaba Shrine.
Israel?
Incorrect. Next question. Church of the Holy Sepulchre.
Pass.
All right, next one. Canterbury Cathedral.
England.
England is correct. Next question. Golden Temple at Amritsar. Amritsar?
Germany.
Incorrect. Next question. Potala Palace at Lhasa.
Pass.
Mount Tai Shan.
China.
That is correct. Next question. Uluru, also known as Ayers Rock.
Australia.
Australia is correct. Next question. Hagia Sophia.
Korea.
Incorrect. Next one. The Bodnath Stupa at Kathmandu.
India.
Incorrect. And last one. Pokrovsky Sobor, also known as St. Basil's Cathedral. And I'll give you a chance to answer that.
Russia.
Russia is correct. Yes. All right. And now we move to Wilson. Wilson, your categories are Best Picture and Opera.
That's the last.
We're going Best Picture.
Yeah. Best Picture. All right.
I reckon the Italian.
Wilson, for this category, I'll give you the plot. You give me the Oscar-winning film. All right, I'll give you the plot. You give me the Oscar-winning film. I'll start that 60-second timer after I complete the first question. Wilson, again, your category is Best Picture, and your first question is, a German saves thousands of Jews.
Schindler's List.
Yeah, Schindler's List.
That is correct. Next question, film biography of a controversial World War II general.
Patton.
Patton.
That is correct. Next question. Young romance on an ill-fated voyage.
Titanic.
That is correct. A military man befriends Lakota and Canis Lupus.
Do we pass?
Forrest Gump.
Incorrect. Next question. A Jewish prince is betrayed and sent into slavery.
The Prince of Egypt.
Incorrect. Next question. Youngsters from rival New York City gangs fall in love.
West Side Story.
Yeah. Yes, that is correct. The exploits of a rebellious, desert-loving British officer.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Lawrence of Arabia.
That is correct. Next question. A trainer helps to establish a woman as a boxer.
Pass.
A dock worker struggles against his corrupt union bosses.
Pass.
A young con artist seeks revenge for his murdered partner.
Pass.
All right, and that'll do it for your category. We now enter into the redemption buzzer round, where all the incorrectly answered questions will be up for grabs. I will be asking these questions in the same order that they appeared during the speed rounds, and I will be announcing every time I clear the buzzers. So if you know the answer before I even begin asking the question, feel free to buzz in. Also, this portion of the round will function like round one, so there will be no discussion amongst your team for this portion. All right, I will begin by clearing the buzzers for the first question. All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
The Danube River.
Danube is correct. 10 points there to Wilson. The question was, name the second longest European river that flows through 10 capitals. All right, clearing the buzzers. All right, and we have Eli again from Wilson.
The Indian Ocean.
Indian Ocean is correct. The question was, the airline flight from Sydney to Johannesburg lasts 14 hours, most of it over which body of water? Indian Ocean is correct. 10 points there to Wilson. I am now clearing the buzzers. Oh, wow. Eli again from Wilson.
The Jordan River.
Jordan River, no. All right, and we have Ava from Akron.
The Nile River?
Nile River, no. And that leaves Clarence a chance at this. What is Israel's primary natural freshwater source? Mm-hmm. What is their primary natural freshwater source? Give you a moment to think about that. Give you another moment.
You're going to guess the Nile.
Okay, so we're going to move on. The answer here, Lake Kinneret, also would have accepted Sea of Galilee there. All right, clearing the buzzers for the next one. All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
The Arctic Ocean.
Arctic is correct. The question was, what ocean is connected to the Atlantic through the Norwegian Sea? Arctic is correct. 10 points there to Wilson. I will clear the buzzers. Oh, wow. And then Eli again on a roll here from Wilson.
The Arabian Sea.
Arabian Sea is correct. The question was, the Red Sea is considered an arm of what other sea? Arabian Sea is correct. 10 points there to Wilson, and clearing the buzzers. All right. This question is the Kaaba Shrine. And we have Eli again from Wilson.
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia is correct. 10 points there to Wilson, clearing the buzzers. Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Eli again from Wilson.
Turkey?
Turkey, no. Clarence and Akron, a chance at this. Church of the Holy Sepulchre. We have Lucas from Akron.
Israel?
Israel is correct. Yeah, 10 points there to Akron, clearing the buzzers. Golden Temple at... all right, and we have Eli from Wilson.
India?
India is correct. Golden Temple at Amritsar. India is correct. 10 points there to Wilson, clearing the buzzers. Potala Palace at Lhasa. We have Eli from Wilson.
Bangladesh?
Bangladesh, no. Lhasa. Clarence and or Akron, a chance at this. All right, we have Matt from Akron.
Pakistan?
Pakistan, no. Lhasa. Clarence, a chance at this. Potala Palace at Lhasa.
You want to say Potala?
All right, we have Gebby from Clarence.
Bhutan?
Bhutan, no. The answer here, Tibet. All right, clearing the buzzers for the next one. All right, Hagia Sophia. We have Noah from Clarence.
Turkey?
Turkey is correct, yes. 10 points there to Clarence. All right, clearing the buzzers. The Badnanth Stupa at Kathmandu. We have Matt from Akron.
Nepal.
Nepal is correct. 10 points there to Akron. All right. And clearing the buzzers. A military man befriends Lakota and... all right. We have Lucas from Akron.
The Lone Ranger?
Lone Ranger, no. Military man befriends Lakota and Canis Lupus. Wilson or Clarence, a chance at this. A military man befriends Lakota and Canis Lupus. One more moment before we move on. All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
Last of the Mohicans?
Last of the Mohicans, no. It leaves Clarence a chance to buzz in before we move on. One more moment. All right, we're going to move on. The answer here, Dances with Wolves was the film. All right, clearing the buzzers. A Jewish prince is betrayed and sent into slavery. All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
Joseph.
Joseph, no. All right, we have Ava from Akron.
Moses.
Moses, no. And Clarence, a chance at this. A Jewish prince is betrayed and sent into slavery. Moment before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. Another tricky one, Ben-Hur. Ben-Hur. All right, on to the next question. I will clear the buzzers. A trainer helps to establish a woman as a boxer. And we have, that is Parker from Wilson.
That was just to throw everyone off. So, I don't have an answer.
Oh, you don't have an answer. Oh, okay. A very interesting tactic there. A distraction by Parker. All right, Lucas from Akron.
Unbreakable?
Unbreakable, no. Clarence, a chance at this. A trainer helps to establish a woman as a boxer. A moment before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. The answer here, Million Dollar Baby. Million Dollar Baby, all right. Clearing the buzzers. A dock worker struggles against his corrupt union bosses. A dock worker struggles against his corrupt union bosses. Give this one a moment. All right, Ava from Akron.
The Fisherman.
The Fisherman, no. All right, Parker from Wilson.
The Man on the Dock.
The Man on the Dock, no. And Clarence, a chance at this before we move on. A dock worker struggles against his corrupt union bosses. One more moment. All right, we're going to... oh, okay, we have Gabby from Clarence.
Dock worker.
Dock worker. A great guess. Not correct. The answer here, on the waterfront. Oh, all right. clearing the buzzers for the final question. All right. A young con artist seeks revenge for his murdered partner. Give this one a moment before we move on. All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
It's wrong. I know it's wrong, but The Fugitive?
The Fugitive, nope. All right, Ava from Akron.
Red Notice?
Red Notice, no. Clarence, a chance at this. A young con artist seeks revenge for his murdered partner. Chance at this before we move on.
No, we're just going to pass.
All right, we're going to move on. Another really tricky one here, The Sting. The Sting was the answer to that one. All right, and that'll do it for round two. We're going to take another short break. When we come back, we will close out the match with round three. So don't go away. This is match 21 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County, Confer Plastics manufactures a wide variety of consumer goods. You can buy their popular patio furniture at leisureaccents.com. Their classic snow sleds can be found at theretroracer.com. And all of their products are proudly made in the USA, and your purchase supports 150 hardworking families. Confer Plastics, celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County. Conferplastics.com.
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers number one value for a community college in Western New York. 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. Hands-on training in their state-of-the-art labs for solar electric technician, criminal justice, and healthcare. On-campus student housing. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
Middleport Tractor, serving their customers for over 50 years, and they're proud to be a member of your community. Thank you to all of our customers, from Dave, Chris, and Jim. Middleport Tractor is best known for their top-notch sales and service departments with an excellent supply of original parts and accessories. Middleport Tractor, a local business that cares about customer satisfaction. Shop their store, located on Route 31 in Middleport, or visit MiddleportTractor.net. Wishing the best to this year's Scholastic Bowl competitors. Go Roihart!
Be sure you're listening weekday mornings right after the 9 o'clock news for A Faith Moment with Pastor Kevin Wing. A faith moment is a brief thought that Pastor Kevin wants to share with you that may be helpful throughout your day. Perhaps an answer to a question that you're dealing with, or maybe just an encouraging word. Join Pastor Kevin Wing from Christ Community Church in Lockport weekday mornings right after the 9 o'clock news for the next Faith Moment right here on WLVL. Recess is over. Let's get back to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
And welcome back. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL. We are live with match 21 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm your host, Eric Evans, and we have just finished rounds 1 and 2. The current score is Wilson maintains their lead with 205, followed by Akron with 85 and Clarence 10. Once again, Wilson 205, Akron 85, and Clarence 10. And we have one more round to go. Round 3 is a buzzer round similar to round 1, except now there are 8 buzzer questions up for grabs and worth 10 points each. After every single correctly answered question, there will be a bonus question worth 20 points. So let's get started here with round 3. All right, first buzzer question for 10 points. In particle physics, what do we call a composite subatomic particle made of two or more quarks held together by the strong interaction? All right, we have Matt from Akron.
Atom.
Atom, no. Clarence or Wilson, a chance at this. All right, we have Gabby from Clarence.
Photon.
Photon, no. And Wilson, a chance at this one. In particle physics, what do we call a composite subatomic particle made of two or more quarks held together by the strong interaction? Give you a moment before we move on. All right, Eli from Wilson.
When in doubt, double quarks.
Double quarks. No, that is not correct. We were looking for a hadron for that one. All right, on to the next question. For 10 points here, the current generally used name for these warships, which were designed to defend larger vessels against torpedo boats. All right, we have a Lucas from Akron.
Escort?
Escort, no. All right, Eli from Wilson.
Convoys.
Convoy, no. And so Clarence, a chance at this. We're designed to defend larger vessels against torpedo boats is actually only the third word of its original three-word name. The first two words were torpedo boat. What is the third word? Again, a generally used name for these warships, which were designed to defend larger vessels against torpedo boats. So I'll give you a moment. First two words were torpedo boat. What is that third word? Give you a moment before we move on. All right, Noah from Clarence.
Protector.
Protector. On the right track, destroyer. Destroyer. All right, on to the next question. 4, 10 points. Name the fourth movement of a seven-movement orchestral suite, which omits Earth, part of Opus 32, The Planets by Gustav Holst. And we'll accept... All right, Wilson, Eli from Wilson.
Jupiter?
Jupiter is correct, yes. And 10 points there to Wilson, and here is your bonus question. So this is just for you, Wilson, for 20 possible points. Margaret Thatcher announces her resignation. Lech Walesa becomes president of Poland. Mikhail Gorbachev won the Nobel Peace Prize. Yemen was unified from two separate republics, and Germany reunified from two separate countries. Name the year.
1990.
1990 is correct. Yes, 20 points there. To Wilson, and back to a buzzer question. Back open to anyone here. All right, for 10 points, this ancient language is the ancestor of most of the languages. All right, we have Parker from Wilson.
Latin.
Latin, no. All right, we have Gabby from Clarence.
Greek.
Greek, nope. And that leaves Akron. This ancient language is the ancestor of most of the languages spoken today in Africa, south of the equator, including Zulu and Swahili. What is it?
Bantu.
Give you a moment to answer. All right, Ava from Akron.
Bantu?
Bantu is correct. Yeah, 10 points there to Akron. And here is your 20-point bonus question, Akron. Equivalent to a Navy ensign, this rank is sometimes referred to as butter bar due to the color of the rank insignia and low level of experience. What's the lowest rank of commissioned officer in the U.S. Army, Air Force, or Marines? Once again, what's the lowest rank of commissioned officer in the U.S. Army, Air Force, or Marines? I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss.
There's Lance Corporal. Maybe.
All right, Lucas, do we have an answer?
Lieutenant?
And can you be more specific?
Colonel Lieutenant?
Colonel Lieutenant, no. We were looking for Second Lieutenant. And I'll just make sure that is... that there's a difference between second lieutenant and lieutenant. All right, so those points will go unawarded. And we'll go back to a buzzer question back open for anyone here. 4, 10 points. Figure out the integral of cosine squared of x dx from 0 to 10 pi. All right, so give you a moment to translate that and try to figure it out if you know what that means. Figure out the integral of cosine squared of x dx from 0 to 10 pi. Give you a moment. All right, Lucas from Akron.
4. 4,
no. All right, Parker from Wilson.
I'll do you one better. 5.
5, no. Oh. And Clarence?
6.
6, no. Now, Parker, you were really close. The answer we were looking for was 5 pi. 5 pi. All right. On to the next question.
Accident.
All right, back open here for 10 points. Its forms include column, planar, paper, and thin layer. Russian botanist Mikhail Svet developed which analytical technique whose name is derived from the Greek for color and writing? All right, Eli from Wilson.
Chromatography?
Chromatography is correct. Yes, 10 points there to Wilson. And Wilson, here is your bonus question for 20 possible points. Name the city associated with the following statistics: 78,000 dead, 14,000 missing, 37,000 burned and injured, 176,000 homeless, 60% of the city destroyed. I will give you 10 seconds.
Say Pompeii, but
that's a solid answer.
That is a good
I'll
one.
Lock in that.
All right, let's go Pompeii.
Pompeii, good guess, not correct. The answer, Hiroshima.
Oh,
all
duh.
Right.
Well, I mean, volcano eruption causes a lot of fire, too.
All right, back to a buzzer question. Back open to anyone here for 10 points. Alaric led which people in sacking Rome? Alaric led which people in sacking Rome? Okay, Eli from Wilson.
Goths?
Goths? Goths? Yes, that is correct. Hold on, let me just double check. And if this is not correct, we will throw out this question and do another one. But the answer is Visigoths. The Goths and Visigoths. Okay, I think it's interchangeable. Yes, okay. So I just wanted to double check that. 10 points there to Wilson. And here is your bonus question for 20 possible points. Just for you, Wilson. South Africa leads all other nations in annual production of gold and platinum, but doesn't even make the top 10 in silver. What Latin American nation ranks number one in silver production? I'll give you 10 seconds.
Gotta think big. I'm leaning towards Argentina or Chile.
I was thinking Chile.
Yeah.
You want to go for it?
Chile.
Chile is not correct. The answer here, Mexico.
Oh,
Mexico.
No.
All right. Back to
outside Latin America.
A buzzer question. And this is our final buzzer question for 10 points. 9 senators are honored with portraits in the reception room in the U.S. Senate. Among them are the Great Triumvirate, a trio of 19th century senators, one from Kentucky, one from South Carolina, one from Massachusetts. Name one of them. All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
Henry Clay.
Henry Clay is correct. The others were John C. Calhoun and Daniel Webster. 10 points there to Wilson, and we'll end the round with a bonus question just for you, Wilson, for 20 possible points. In Greek mythology, Jason helped an old woman to cross a river. She turned out to be the goddess Hera in disguise. What did he lose in the process which sealed his claim to the throne of Locus? I'll give you 10 seconds.
That's a very good question.
That's a great question.
I'm sure the answer is even better.
His dignity.
All right. Do you have an answer?
His dignity.
His dignity. Not correct. The answer, a sandal. A sandal.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right, so that'll do it for round 3. We're going to take another break. When we return, we'll announce the winner. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings account, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So, stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union. Serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org.
Cusimano's Pizzeria, weekday special. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, all day long, get an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99. What a great deal.
That's right, an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99 at all locations, Lockport, Medina, and Brockport.
You will love their pizza, made with the freshest and finest ingredients every day. Cusimano's has real roast beef, plus so much more.
Check out CusimanosPizza.com or find them on Facebook. Delivery, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats.
Take your seats. Time for another round of Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
And we are back with the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. I'm going to make this quick.